Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro.
And now, your starting lineup for the Plan B Morning Show.
Every time.
Good morning, everybody. It's 728. Brock Hunter.
That's the crowd, by the way. That's the crowd. That's like thousands. It's like 100,000 people just screaming. Their
no, you lungs can't do
out.
Crowds now. There's no crowds in the stadium.
Yeah.
There's none. There's
damn it.
None there.
The no Plan B Morning Show.
was that your grasshopper?
Those are crickets. I'm not like Johnny. I can't do crickets. Hey, I got a question for you, Brock, before we get into this. You can get into sports real quick, because I know we're running a little behind here. Does everybody in the world now have a boat with a motor? Because everybody's bitching about it. And I understand. I am totally on board with you guys. But I've seen like three people on Facebook that don't have a boat nor a boat with a motor bitching hard about it. I'm like, you don't have one to take out. And there's a couple other people that are bitching about it. I'm like, dude, you haven't had your boat out in like 3 years. Like three, not all of a sudden. You're just. I get it. I understand why. I'm pissed off too because I would love to be out on a boat with somebody on them. Well, by myself, I should say.
Yeah.
With a motor, but I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not even sure what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
So Michigan, you can't go on the water anymore.
Oh, really?
On a boat. With a motor. Yeah, that was just, I think, a few days ago, maybe over the weekend. They were saying, you know, you can go out on a kayak, you can go out on a canoe if you're rowing, but if you got a motor on your boat, sorry, son.
What about a trolling motor? Does that count?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so. Yeah,
I
think that's considered it's insane. It's 0 boats, 0 charters. Nobody is allowed on the water if you have a motor.
What if I do it Ace Ventura style where I get in an inflatable dinghy and then I use one of those little hand fans and stick it in the water?
You know?
Does that count?
Probably. What about a sailboat? It'd be perfect now because it's windy.
Oh, yeah. Sailing away with me.
It is weird, though.
Christopher Cross.
I walked down by the river yesterday. Dude, it is desolate.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well,
it's wild.
We'll have to figure it out. All right. Well, now you bummed me out. Appreciate it, bud. Let's do your sports, you bastard.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer, maybe from a variety pack, today. What do you got for us?
All right, real quick, a follow-up story from yesterday's story. Chip Ganassi, I believe that's how you pronounce it. Maybe I might have murdered that, but please don't murder me. Racing driver Kyle Larson suspended indefinitely without pay following his use of a racial slur on a live stream during an iRacing event on Sunday. The incident happened when Larson apparently lost communication on his headset with his spotter and then said, yes, the N-word. While checking his microphone, NASCAR ain't too happy about it, nor are his sponsors. This is what NASCAR had to say. NASCAR has made diversity and inclusion a priority and will not tolerate the type of language used by Kyle Larson during Sunday's iRacing event. That's what NASCAR said, obviously. Moving on, Chip Ganassi Racing said, we are extremely disappointed by what Kyle said during last night's iRacing event. The words he chose to use are offensive and unacceptable. Of this moment, we are suspending Kyle without pay while we work through the situation with all appropriate parties. Kyle says, I want to say I'm sorry. Last night I made a mistake. I said the word that I never should have said, and there's no excuse for that. The 27-year-old was pretty heartfelt in his statement. I wasn't raised that way, he says. It's just an awful thing to say. I feel sorry for my family, my friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the African-American community. I understand the damage is probably unrepairable, and I own up to all of that. So,
yeah, it's, you know, obviously it shouldn't be in anybody's vocabulary.
No.
Without getting into the whole, you know, whole discussion of that, the guy, I hope he's not completely ousted. He made a mistake. We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. Obviously, what he said was terrible. He shouldn't have said it. But give it some time. He learns his lesson, makes good on it. You know, he's a younger guy. I don't know if
27 years old.
Yeah, it doesn't need to ruin his whole career. You know, as long as he makes good on it, you know, and he truly is sorry, and he's apologized, and he started to make amends where he can and how he can. It'll be interesting to see what happens because you mentioned before, like, he's already lost two or three major sponsors, not to mention with the suspension. So,
yeah, McDonald's and Capital One Bank dropped.
That's a lot of money going away. But again, you know, you got to pay the price. So.
He's starting off on a terrible foot, but you know, his statement coming out right away, saying it right away. I mean, it's a good first step. It's going to be a while though, man.
Yeah, for sure, as it should be. But all right, well, that's your NASCAR news. I do have something real quick out of baseball. Major League Baseball is supposedly working on a plan to allow the season to begin without fans in the seats, and they might want to look at Taiwan because it's already happening over there. The Chinese Professional Baseball League in Taiwan has started its season, and they filled the stadiums with mannequins and cardboard cutouts of fans wearing masks of the home team's collar. Players have been put in dormitories, and they're only allowed to travel to and from the stadium. Also, the only people allowed inside the stadium besides the players are coaches and staff and cheerleaders.
Here's what the first thought going through my head. China? Anybody in the MLB? Yeah, let's go to China. No, there's nobody on board with that. There can't be. I don't care. Yeah, Taiwan's still playing, but that's where you want to go, to China to play, everything started?
They're not going there. They're just saying maybe do what the Chinese Professional Baseball League is doing, and that is you keep the players kind of quarantined separate. The only place they can go is from the stadium to their dormitory, wherever they're staying, and then back in. So it's not like they're out roaming the streets, and then they're coming into town, coming in to play the game. So I don't know.
Real quick, what do you think? Is it worth it? Can we just take? I mean, I want sports just as much as everybody else does. Trust me on this. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're going to stupid lengths to get a game through, it's just I don't know.
I honestly don't know if I have an answer for that because I'm right there with you and a lot of people. I would love sports, but I feel like you're playing with fire. I do, and I get it. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of jobs lost. There already is. There's going to be a lot of money not there, but we may just have to chalk it up as that's what's going to happen, and we'll just have to rebuild after the fact because, yeah, it may go fine for a month or two, but then it's like, oh, wait, the whole Pittsburgh Pirates team now has the coronavirus, and it's spread, you know. I mean, taking the fans out of the stands, yeah, definitely reduces the risk. But it's still, I think they're playing with fire when they don't need to right now. So
how about this? I got an idea. We don't play this season. The MLB season doesn't get played this year, right? Mm-hmm. And then we give the Astros the trophy from this year. Like that make-believe trophy. Like, hey, you can here have you this one. We didn't even play, but here you go.
Here you go. You guys would have won anyways because you would have cheated probably, so just take it. I don't know, man. We'll see what happens with it, and we'll see if we are going to see any baseball this year or not. All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.